Welcome to the art of going your own way. Well, I got the results back. It's not what I feared, and it looks to be from a pretty bad fall I've taken, the reason why I was coughing up blood. I did go on my trip to Denver, or Estes actually, and Rushmore and a few other places. I got back today, and I'm no longer coughing up blood. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I shaved before I went, and when I say shaved, I trimmed up my beard, and that mountain air has done wonders. I look like Grizzly Adams, for God's sakes, those of you that know who Grizzly Adams is. Life is all right. You know, I have avoided the news completely. And let's see, what's happened while I've been gone? One of my buddies that I hang around with at the watering hole, a veteran, he had to go into the hospital. And, you know, what is this freaking hospital crap going on? But he's had a few issues, and he's out of the hospital. He's running a high fever. No, it's not COVID bullshit. And then another one of my buddies, the mechanic, his mother had passed away the 2 days after I left. So, interesting crap that's gone on. Besides that, I've kind of done a cursory review of what's happening in the world. And, you know, I got to tell you that being out and about and going to different places, seeing how different people live, and there's about a 20% mask tardation going on out in the world, where these retards just wear the masks and buy into everything. Now, of that, there's probably another 20-30% that buy into it, but they won't necessarily wear the mask, but they'll take the mark of the beast. And I come back to see that this worldwide communism still is in full swing. Well, if you ain't got it by now, you ain't gonna have it at all. Now, I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about common sense and what freedom truly is. And it's interesting. Read a couple Bible passages while I was out and about. And freedom is, it's not necessarily what you think it is. I wish I could pull this up and read it to you. Freedom is the faith in God that things are going to work out for the greater good. And that when you surrender yourself to God, the higher power, you know, be it whatever faith you're at, you have a sense of peace and calm, a freedom about you. You know, you still have to make decisions and act in life. You still have to, I'm going to give it to you from my point of view. You have to listen to that quiet, still voice inside you. The Holy Spirit, so to speak. The thing that leads you and guides you. You know, the thing that doesn't make you feel bad, the conscious, when you've done things. The things that you are all right with. You'll know, unless you're such an evil fuck that you don't care, or that you've pushed it so far away that you can't hear it. You can't feel it, sense it, refine, define what it is that it's telling you. Not everything that's going to happen to you in this life is going to be for the good of yourself, you know. I mean, take for example me, coughing up blood all over, thinking I'm going to frickin' die. You know, I don't have this Pollyannish view of the world. I know that one day it's going to be done and over. And I sit here and I'm looking around and I go through, and I've done this drive last year, part of it anyways, where I've gone through Rushmore area into Wyoming, drop down into Colorado, go into Estes, you know, just enjoying. And, you know, I got to tell you, everything that comes out of the boob tube, the TV, the news, it's all lies. It is all lies. There's not enough land to sustain people. Really? How about you drive through, like, Wyoming? How about you drive through that? How about you drive through a lot of space in South Dakota, and you tell me that there's not enough land to sustain? Tell me. Oh, water resources might be a little tight in some of these areas, but land? Not. Plenty of land. And you know what? I tell you, if grass and other things will grow on this land, certain types of crops will grow as well. Yeah, there still needs to be trade for different types of produce and stuff that you could have, but what could be grown in these areas for people would be more than sufficient to handle the current population of the world, and even a vaster population of the world, if we so chose to go that route. Now, I've already made my decision. I know that many of you have as well, that come hell nor high water, you're not going to take that vax. I'm not going to. It is the mark of the beast. I see that. If you don't see it, if you're like, no, it's a precursor to the mark of the beast, it's not the mark of the beast. You know, the mark comes at pretty much any time, right? It's based on what the decisions you make in life are. You know, how you act in this world and treat other people. Now we're on a social level of this conversation, because, you know, part of it is social, you know, interacting with other people on this planet. And a lot of the religion and laws that are out there are for your interaction with other people. You can't legislate morality, you know this. And you better learn how to say no and how to stand with conviction in no. I look at it, and Widow went with me on this trip. We had a very good time. We're up in the mountains of Colorado staying at this one place. I won't tell you what it is, but if you IM me and you want to know where a very beautiful place is to stay inside of, just outside of Estes Park, up in the mountains with not too many people, but still some amenities, and for a very reasonable cost. Shit, we had nobody around us the entire time that we were there. It was like we had the whole top of the mountain ourselves. Oh yeah, there were other people around, but they were so sparse, it's not even funny. I mean, we had plenty of room to make noise, if you know what I mean. Where was I going with this? I'm sorry, I'm tired. I drove, Widow offered to drive, but you know what? I was driving my truck. I know how it feels, how it sounds, how it reacts, all this stuff. I put on 2,550 miles round trip, and your buddy Tal Yow's a little tired. lungs feel good, body feels a hell of a lot better. It took a while to shake what was happening to me. And I certainly feel better. Very tired right now due to the amount of traveling I've done. I tried to break this trip up into about 6-hour chunks of driving during the days that we drove, and that'll tell you about the distance, you know, of 6 hours, 300-400 miles a day, maybe 5 on some days. Yeah, so shit, a lot of driving in there, a lot of cool sightseeing. Did some trout fishing, had some nibbles, didn't catch anything. Went to this place called Carter Lake outside of Estes, between Loveland and Estes. Oh, let's see, about 7 hours into the first leg of the trip, blew out a hub on my camper. And it's the opposite hub that blew out last year. So last year, when I was coming back from the trip, about 4 hours away from my domicile, the passenger side hub blew out on my camper. And sure as shit, this year, going, the other side blows out. Well, your buddy had a spare hub that he carries with him. After that first one blew out, I said, I'm never traveling without a spare again. Happened to be around Wall Drug, South Dakota, and pulled into a gas station to fill up to keep going. And just kind of did the check around the truck and the camper. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. One of the hubs blew out. And I'm like, well, good thing I got a fucking spare with me. So the guy's talking to me at another pump saying, hey, what a nice camper you got there. You know, these fucking people that buy these huge campers, you know, that's all you need, what you got there. And I'm like, yeah, it's all I need except for my hub blew out. And he's like, well, I take it over there. There's plenty of space to work on it. I'm like, yeah, good idea. So I rolled out of there limping along. I'm like, fucking A, you know, because when you blow out a hub, the thing about it is the tire shakes back and forth and the sidewall hits against the trailer portion, kind of grinds on the tire. But I had all the tools with me because I carry a fully stocked toolkit, and broke out the old truck's jacked up the trailer after I had loosened the wheel, the lug nuts for the tire, pulled that off, and I look at it, and I'm like, ew, that's fucked. Was able to unscrew one of the things, pull a cotter pin, unscrew, slide the main portion of the broken hub off, and there was another piece on there that was kind of foobarred, and that took a little finagling to get off. Once I got that done, I basically slid on the new hub, put the nut back on, put the cotter pin back in, put the wheel on, tightened up the lug nuts, lowered her down. About an hour later, good to go, hands all fucking black and greasy from that shit. Ran into a local gas station over there. Luckily, they let me use some Gojo back in their service area. And got my hands cleaned up pretty good. And then, boom, back on the fucking road. So, made it to the destination. All good. Hang out at Rushmore for a little bit. Go look at the lighting ceremony. Have a good time. Get ready to take off. All is good. Get into Estes. All is good. Detached camper. Start driving around. All of a sudden, squeal, squeal, squeal on my brakes. And I go take a look, and I'm like, fucking A, my front brakes are shot on my truck at this point in time. All that hill driving, mountain climbing, riding the brakes going down the hill, the mountains and all that shit. So I start calling around in Estes, and of course, none of those fuckers want to work on it. And, well, you know, it might take 3-4 days to do. I'm like, it's just fucking brakes. So there's an auto parts store there. So I go get new rotors and brake pads, and I'm sitting there going, God damn it, I don't want to have to change the brakes myself, but I will if I have to. The fuckers in Estes aren't wanting to touch it. And just for shits and giggles, I say to Widow, hey, do me a favor, call up, look around over in Loveland, see if you can find any place. Well, first one she calls, the guy answers, I say, hey, I got this truck, I got this issue, I'm in a pickle because I'm heading out of Estes tomorrow, and my brakes are shot, but I'm towing a trailer. Thing is, I ran over to the parts store and I picked up new rotors and pads. I just need somebody to change it because I'm having a problem even getting somebody to do that. And if I have to frickin' jack it up and do it myself, I will. But timing and a bunch of other stuff. The guy said, well, bring it on over. I'll take care of it for you. So, total fuckery time of lost time of just pure vacation, about 4.5 hours. Hour and a half for the hub, and three and a half for the brakes. Boom, done. Everything's good. Didn't skip a beat. No drama. Widow was great. No crying. What are we gonna do? Nothing like that. Just a champ. Got that shit all taken care of. Continued the trip. Had an excellent time. And now I'm back. So I get back and, like I said, been avoiding looking at the news and stuff the entire time because I just want to be out and about and ignore this bullshit. Excuse me, just had dinner. And lo and behold, the same fuckery is going on. The same fuckery. I know I'm going in a roundabout circle here. But again, you got one life to live. You take your stand. Say fuck no to this bullshit. They want to fire you, collect unemployment. They want to fuck with your unemployment, go rob a bank. I'm not telling you to rob a bank, just telling you rob a bank, you know, if that's what you need to do. It's going to come down to putting these people in their place. And unfortunately, they never stop. Evil never sleeps. It never, ever stops. That red line keeps getting crossed and crossed and crossed. And we're in a little bit of a reprieve right now. We had a little bit of a reprieve with Trump. But it's going to keep coming at us. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. And when that line gets crossed for you, you're going to have to take matters into your own hands. It's going to be a different line for everybody. But you're not going to live forever. And your decision on what you're going to do, whether or not you're going to die on your feet or your knees, is up to you. So, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. Here he goes again. He's going to keep going for a few minutes. Yes, I am. Again, pretty darn sure I'm good. Waiting for one more test to come in. To let me know one other thing. 99% sure at this point in time it's from the nasty fall I took. Bruised ribs, bruised lung, and a few other things happened to me when I fell. I didn't really go into detail too much before. Been in pain for a while. Tell you that fresh mountain air and just getting away from all the fuckery has done wonders. Now I come back to the fuckery. And you know what? I still don't care. I had some pretty intense dreams during my camping in the camper, just with the fresh air, all this shit. Unbelievable, too. I won't go into detail on them, but they were pretty intense. No, they weren't of a sexual nature. Pretty violent. Pretty violent. That's about all I'm going to say on that. I hope you guys are doing good. You know, when you get faced with a few things that kind of point you to the end of your time on this planet, it helps to set things in perspective. When I was, you know what, I'm not going to go there. Let's just say that I said my final goodbyes to certain people that have been in my life that aren't in it on a regular basis. It's like, thank you for our time together. Goodbye. I wish you the best. And what a freeing experience that is. Freeing. Because I think that actually helped me let go of anything that I was hanging on to. I'm free to move forward in any direction I choose. Great thing is, I come back from my little trip and I had set aside a certain amount of money that I was bringing on this trip. I brought $750 in cash, just for fuck around money. And then I used my credit card to put the gas on. I had already paid for the lodging areas I was staying for. Widow split all that stuff with me, and we both brought a little bit of cash with. The only thing I had to add was the parts for my truck, for the brakes, onto my credit card. Well, I get back home and I fucking paid it all off. It's all paid off already. I spent all but about $100, $150 of that $750 of the cash. Had some excellent meals. We did go out and eat a few different places. If you ever get to Estes, Colorado, it's outside of Estes a little bit. It's called Two Owls Steakhouse. Holy crap. Absolutely delicious food. Ordered some elk kebabs, some bacon-wrapped scallops, a couple salads. Total price was $65. The guy was great. Gave him $100. And that is some of the best damn food I've had. The spectacular view and the ambiance of this place, amazing. Well worth the $100 and the short drive to get there from where we were staying. Let's see. I had some buffalo burger. That was pretty damn good. Ate quite a bit of salads, getting on a little better health kick, and just all around excellent. Was there anything else that I was going to tell you guys? You know what? Get out. Live life. See some of these things. You don't have to go with a fortune in your pocket. But I don't have a fucking camper that I built. You got room in your car? Can you sleep in your car for a couple days? Sure you can. I know many people. Crimson Hawk used to live out of his car. Another guy on YouTube that I talked to, younger guy named Alex, had to live out of his fucking car. You can live out of your car. You can go see places, man. You can boondock. Go to freecampsites.net and look for places to boondock. Get out. See the world. You ain't got to spend a fortune. You know, shit. What did it cost me? It cost me $150 to have the mechanic do the work. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. Cost me $170 for the parts. Boom. That's about the same cost as a frickin' brake job. So I bought the parts, got it done in a short period of frickin' time, get to the place that we're at. The guy goes, hey, if you guys haven't had breakfast, there's a place across the street. It's pretty good. You know, by the time you get back, the brakes will be done. Well, sure as shit, we went over there, had our breakfast. It was really good. Came back, had to sit around for maybe a half an hour. And boom, there it is, done. $150, I gave the guy $225. And, listen, I wasn't, you don't have to spend money to have a good time. So I still had quite a bit of cash left on me, right? He's like, whoa, you gave me too much. I'm like, no, I didn't. I want you to split it between you and the mechanic that you pulled off that other job. You guys go get some beer or smoke some reef, whatever it is you do. Have a good time. He's like, no. I'm like, yeah, you helped me out of a terrible jam. And I really appreciate it, so thank you very much. Well, thanks, man. Thank you. Yeah, pay it forward, right? These fuckers over in Estes were all pricks. This guy, yeah, bring it in. We'll get you taken care of. We know how it goes. So be good. Be excellent to one another, as Bill and Ted would say. Well, I don't know. That's about it. I got to go back to the fucking grind. Oh, yeah, the last thing I was going to say. So I get back home, right? And neighbor is kind enough to get my mail for me. So I go over and get my mail. And sure as shit, I got a couple bills in there. They're all minor. I don't really have a lot of bills. I fucking paid those off right away. And lo and behold, there's my two checks I've been waiting for side jobs that I did. So the excellent thing is, any money that I did spend all got paid off with those two checks. That whole trip was paid for with those two checks. So, yeah, your buddy had kind of a free trip. Well, yeah, it's because you got the ability to do shit like that. That's because I set myself up in life to be able to do things like that. You got to have marketable skills. You got to look for opportunities and get in on that shit. So, what? Oh, yeah, and I got paid for my regular work. So I paid my two fucking bills, the brake job, and my whole entire trip out of those two checks. And I'm still stacking fucking money. I look and I'm like, I ain't even fucking touch it, man. Paid my auto insurance. I've already paid my rent. So that shit was already out of there. I don't mean to brag, gentlemen, and I'm not trying to brag, but there is recovery after divorce. There is living in excellence. Well, I was having a conversation with Widow as we were driving. I said, I live like a fucking pauper. And I don't got any problem with it. And she goes, well, you live really good. She goes, you have a beautiful place that you live. I mean, you have this nice camper. I'm like, well, yeah, I built it. Well, I know you built it. And she goes, well, that's why you keep stacking up money, because you do things smart. She is a smart woman. Never getting married. Never getting married. I've already told you this. She knows I'm not getting married. She knows that I'm not living together. And yet, she still wants to spend time with me. Oh, it's a trap, Tug. Y'all run. Whatever. You get to choose your level of involvement in things. Never claim to be a monk. I want to enjoy a female companionship, but I ain't going the traditional route with it. Oh, she's going to say you raped her or something. Whatever. I'm not afraid of the system. I have nothing left to lose because I have nothing. Well, you just said you were stacking up a bunch of cash. It means nothing. Once you get to the point of realizing that none of this means anything, and that it's the choices you make in life and how you live your life, that's what truly matters. All this could be taken away from me. I could be thrown in a prison cell, shot in the back of the head, kicked in a ditch. It means jack shit. If you have your priorities straight, if you have a roof over your head and the ability to put food in your belly, everything else is semantics. But I owe so much money to the government for taxes. Fuck them. Fuck them. It's your obligation to take care of yourself first and foremost. They have no true claim on you. It's the claim you allow them to have. Well, are you telling us that you don't pay taxes, Talia? No, I pay taxes. But I know it's a scam. Well, then why do you do it? I only have a certain amount of time to do research on certain things. I freed myself from alimony, and yet I still have to do certain things in life. I'm not ready to take on that Goliath just yet. Will I in my lifetime? There's a good possibility I will. But not right at this time. You need some respites in between the battles that you fight, okay? And as you make good decisions in your life, as you get these wins under your belt, you get stronger, you get more knowledgeable, more agile. Your buddy wants to live an agile life. Which takes me to this. Yes, this is a long fucking video and you can't shut the fuck up. Pretty sure I'm going to upgrade and buy a larger RV. I'm going to buy one that you can drive around. Not a huge motherfucker, but a fairly decent size one. Because I've decided that because my job is 99% remote right now, that I'm going to boondock and drive around and basically see the world and probably go for 2 week stints. 2 weeks away from the house, boondocking, camping, seeing the world, and then 2 weeks back. So what I'm going to do is once the goat is done, this will probably be a next year deal. Once the goat's finally finished, I'll get my driving enjoyment out of it. And if I tell you, if somebody gives me the right amount of money as an offer, I'll probably sell the goat. And I'll just take that money and transfer it right into a RV. But that's a next year thing. Winter's almost done. I'm not going to be doing much traveling during the winter. It's a dark winter, as per Joe Biden. I mean, they're going to try to kill us all, as many as possible. Get us to take that vax and all that bullshit. But see how that works out. I don't think it's going to work out too well. I really don't. I think that I think too many people are waking up and it's going to be a small amount that are going to have to turn this over. Oh, I met some really decent people, by the way. I met this guy and his woman that were traveling from Tennessee at Rushmore, and we talked for a while. Most excellent guy. We were talking about many different things, and he said, you know, I'm not joining any militias. I'm not doing any of this. And I said, yeah, you know why? And he goes, why? I go, because it all comes down to personal choices and decisions in your own life, not group thinking, group action. And he goes, you're absolutely right. And I go, I came to that conclusion too. And he's like, good for you. Needless to say, deeper conversation, good. Shit, I met a lot of good people on this trip. Sit there and fucking talk to people because I'm an introvert, but yet I'll still talk to people, strangers anyways, and I like to joke around. But anyways, I digress. This is already a long enough video. I'm feeling better. Thank you for your prayers, your good well wishes. Hopefully, I will continue to be in good health for a while. This old codger, as some of you would say, or this old fart, old bastard, not ready to drop dead quite yet. Still got a little bit of action left in this world. Still the puzzle piece that needs to be fit into a few places to enact the bigger plan for, I'll just say it, where God needs me to fit in. He'll put me in there, and when my time is done, I get to retire. There you go. Now, with all that shit said, there is an art to going your own way. And yes, Crimson, I'm going to give you a shout. So, gentlemen, take care and thank you. Probably be spouting off again soon. Peace. Shit, 36 minutes. Enjoy.